如今那些在基督耶稣里的就不定罪了，因为赐生命圣灵的律在基督耶稣里释放了我，使我脱离罪和死的律了。律法既因肉体软弱有所不能行的，神就差遣自己的儿子成为罪身的形状，做了赎罪祭，在肉体中定了罪案，使律法的义成就在我们这不随从肉体只随从圣灵的人身上。因为随从肉体的人体贴肉体的事，随从圣灵的人体贴圣灵的事。体贴肉体的就是死，体贴圣灵的乃是生命平安。原来体贴肉体的就是以神为仇，因为不服神的律法也是不能服，而且属肉体的人不能得神的喜欢。如果神的灵住在你们心里，你们就不属肉体乃属圣灵了。人若没有基督的灵，就不是属基督的。基督若在你们心里，身体就因罪而死，心灵却因义而活。然而叫耶稣从死里复活者的灵若住在你们心里，那叫基督耶稣从死里复活的也必借着住在你们心里的圣灵，使你们必死的身体又活过来。弟兄们，这样看来，我们并不是欠肉体的债去顺从肉体活着。你们若顺从肉体活着，必要死；若靠着圣灵致死身体的恶行，必要活着。因为凡被神的灵引导的，都是神的儿子。你们所受的不是奴仆的心仍旧害怕，所受的乃是儿子的心，因此我们呼叫阿爸父。圣灵与我们的心同证，我们是神的儿女。既是儿女，便是后嗣，就是神的后嗣，和基督同作后嗣。如果我们和他一同受苦，也必和他一同得荣耀。我想现在的苦楚若比起将来要显于我们的荣耀，就不足介意了。
Today's Bible reading comes from Romans chapter 8, verses 1 to 18. Therefore, there is now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus, because through Christ Jesus, the law of the Spirit who gives life has set you free from the law of sin and death. For what the law was powerless to do, because it was weakened by the flesh,God did by sending his own Son in the likeness of sinful flesh to be a sin offering. And so he condemned sin in the flesh, in order that the righteous requirement of the law might be fully met in us, who do not live according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit. Those who live according to the flesh have the mind set on what the flesh desires, but those who live in accordance with the Spirit have the mind set on what the Spirit desires.The mind governed by the flesh is death, but the mind governed by the Spirit is life and peace. The mind governed by the flesh is hostile to God. It does not submit to God's law, nor can it do so. Those who are in the realm of the flesh cannot please God. You, however, are not in the realm of the flesh, but are in the realm of the Spirit, if indeed the Spirit of God lives in you.And if anyone does not have the Spirit of Christ, they do not belong to Christ. But if Christ is in you, then even though your body is subject to death because of sin, the Spirit gives life because of righteousness. And if the Spirit of Him who raised Jesus from the dead is living in you, He who raised Christ from the dead will also give life to your mortal bodies because of His Spirit who lives in you.Therefore, brothers and sisters, we have an obligation, but it is not to the flesh to live according to it. But if you live according to the flesh, you will die. But if by the Spirit you put to death the misdeeds of the body, you will live. For those who are led by the Spirit of God are the children of God. If the spirit you received does not make you slaves, so that you live in fear again, rather, the spirit you received brought about your adoption to sonship, and by him we cry, Abba, Father. The Spirit himself testifies with our spirit that we are God's children. Now, if we are God's children, then we are heirs, heirs of God and co-heirs with Christ, if indeed we share in his sufferings, in order that we may also share in his glory. I consider that our present sufferings are not worth comparing with the glory that will be revealed in us.
Sisters, good morning.
今天我们来看罗马书的这一段经文啊。
Today we read from the Book of Romans.
在这段经文的开始呢，谈到了两个律。
In the opening of this passage, it speaks of two types of law.
他说，因为赐生命圣灵的律在基督耶稣里释放了我，使我脱离罪和死的律了。
It reads, the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has set you free from the law of sin and of death.
其实在罗马书的第七章呢，谈到了那一个罪和死的律。
So in chapter 7, the book of Romans discusses the law of sin and death.
保罗说的，立志行善由得我，行出来由不得我。
Paul says that though my mind, my body does not do what my mind wants to do.
他说，我真是苦啊，谁能够救我脱离这个取死的身体呢？
He says, I am so bitter, who can rescue me?For my weak body.
这里其实保罗讲的这件事，我相信我们每一个人可能都有这样的挣扎。我们想做好事情、好人，但是我们做出来的事儿跟那一个想法是不同的。
I'm sure many of us can relate to how we have a lofty ideal of being a good person, but in reality, we are unable to live up to it.
那这里圣经告诉我，我们的身体里边好像有一个律，就是罪和死的律。我不断的在犯罪。犯罪之后就被定罪，然后就进入到死亡的状态里面去。
And so here the scripture tells us of the law of sin and death, that I sin, and then I am condemned, and then I enter into death.
虽然我知道我犯罪是不对的，但是我却摆脱不了这一个律。
Even though I know that sin is not right, I am not unable to resist from this law.
那第八章刚开始他就说到，如今那些在基督耶稣里的就不定罪了。
And so it is written in chapter 8 that those who are in Christ Jesus have been set free from the law.
像刚才我们领的圣餐，刚才牧师所带领圣餐的时候跟我们讲的，基督是用他的生命和血把我们从那一个死亡的状态里赎出来的。
Just as Pastor Daniel spoke to us while we took the communion, Christ through his blood and his flesh has saved us from this law.
那现在我们就进入到了另外一个律里边。
And so now we have entered into a new law.
它叫做生命和圣灵的律。
The law of the spirit and of life.
好，第三节这里告诉我们，他说律法既因肉体软弱有所不能行的，神便差自己的儿子成为罪身的形状，做了赎罪祭，在肉体中定了罪案。
We read in verse 3, For God has done what the law, weakened by the flesh, could not do, by sending his own Son in the likeness of sinful flesh, and to deal with sin, he condemned sin in the flesh.
律法因肉体软弱有所不能行的是什么意思呢？
What are the things that the law cannot do because it is weakened by flesh?
因为律法里边没有救恩，律法是定罪的。
Because in the law there is no salvation, there is only condemnation.
我们律法是个标准，我们达不到的时候就被定罪。
And the law is a standard that condemns you when you are unable to reach the standard.
那为什么有所不能行的呢？
Why are there things that you cannot do?
因为我们人是，我们知道了那个律法，但是我肉体是做不出来的，我却不愿意去做。
Because as a human being, we know the standard of the law, but we are unable to fulfill it.
我们有各种各样的理由。
We have all kinds of excuses.
尤其是我最近刚刚从中国回来哈，到中国我就觉得很多东西看上去非常无奈。
Especially when I just came back from visiting China, I saw many things there.
我 我跟一些弟兄姊妹分享过哈，我们去比如说进一个公园也好，我们去火车站买这个地铁票也好，那边上都有一个大喇叭在不断的说，不要从票贩子手里买票，那个是违法的，你会受骗的。
So when we were in the train station, there was an advertisement going on that you will be conned if you buy from the train station.
不是票贩子，就是倒票的。
They will sell you counterfeit tickets.
Yeah, 他在不断的在说，但是不断的有很多人在那里卖那个，很多票贩子在周围。
Even though they were constantly being reminded of the counterfeit ticket sellers, many people still bought cheaper counterfeit tickets.
还有人不断的在那里卖。
And there were many people still selling them.
所以你说他知道那个是不对的吗？一定是知道的，因为他不断的在说是错误的。
And so they have no excuse to say that they did not know of the law.
但是他们还在卖。
But they continue to do so.
And 还有人不断的在买。
And there are people who continue to buy and sell.
就看出来是一种无奈。
We are very frustrated.
他们有各种各样的理由，这个是我们求生的手段，是我们谋生的手段，我们就只能够在这里边能够拿到一点利益，让我们能够生存。
And so they have all kinds of excuses. For example, some say that they rely on this for their daily food and expenses.
但是他也应该知道，一旦政府要去抓他的时候，他损失是很大的。
But they should recognize that when the government comes down on them, that they will be punished.
所以呢在这里讲他说律法因肉体软弱有所不能行的。
And so we see that there are the things that the law cannot do because it is weakened by flesh.
因为律法可以说什么是对的什么是错的，但是人可以不去遵守它。
Because the law can point out the difference between right and wrong, but humans can choose to not follow it.
因为人的肉体的软弱。
Because humans are weak.
尤其在遵行律法这件事情上，人的肉体这个自我是非常软弱的。
Especially when it comes to following the law.
当然政府的法律你需要遵守，不遵守的话会有惩罚在后面的。
For the law, the law that is set forth by the government, you must follow or else you will be punished.
上帝的律法我们就更应该遵守。
And the law of God you shall also follow.
当我们违反律法的时候那叫犯罪。在这个罪在上帝面前那个是以死为代价的。
And when you disobey the law of God, that is called sin. And then after that, you will die.
但是我们都知道就像以色列人他们是非常清楚这个上帝的律法对他们的重要性的。
And the Israelites knew especially how important the law of God was.
但是还是做不到。
But they were unable to follow it.
所以圣经说是因为人肉体的软弱。
And so here we read that it is because of the weakness of flesh.
那为了上帝为了解决这个罪和死的问题。
And so in order to solve this problem,
他说他把自己的儿子派来。
It says that God sent his son.
他在他把自己让自己的儿子成为最深的形状做了赎罪祭在肉体中定了罪案。
In verse 3, sending his own son in the likeness of sinful flesh to deal with sin.
所以人既然没有办法胜过自己的软弱，神让他的儿子来为我们的罪献上了自己，当作赎罪祭。
And so people are unable to overcome their own weakness, and so God sent his own son.
然后第四节讲到使律法的义成就在我们这不随从肉体只随从圣灵的人身上。
In verse 4 it says, so that the just requirement of the law might be fulfilled in us.
所以律法的义成就在什么样的人身上呢？
And so who can the requirements of the law be fulfilled in?
不单是说成就在信耶稣的人身上。
Not only those who believe in Christ.
他说成就在我们这些不随从肉体只随从圣灵的人身上。
But in those who walk not according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit.
所以从这个时候开始我们虽然神因着耶稣基督赏赐给我们一个新的律，我们不在那个罪和死的律下面了。
And so even though Christ has set apart this new law, the law that is not of sin and of death,
但是这里有一个要求，就是我们这些，他要我们不随从肉体，只随从圣灵。
But there is a requirement that you walk not according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit.
我们随从肉体，随从惯了。
However, we have become accustomed to walking in the flesh.
大家想一想，我们每天其实人的每一天是 由我们每一天很多的决定所组成的。
If you think about your every day, your day is set forth by all of your decisions during that day.
那我们每天做这些决定的时候，都以什么为原则做的这些决定呢？
And by what principle do you make your decisions?
通常的情况下，我们是以我自己的感觉来做决定的。
Typically, you will do so by your intuition.
在你学会顺从圣灵之前，你自己内心的那个宝座上，一定坐的是那一个自我。
So before you learn to follow the Spirit, you were probably led by yourself.
一切都是从我的利益出发。
Everything for your own benefit.
在澳洲，我甚至看到这个原来我们在中国，我们上学读书的时候，我觉得要求还蛮严格的哈。在澳洲，我就觉得孩子们真的是他以我不愿意为理由就可以什么都不做了。
In China.Educational system was very strict. However, in Australia, I noticed that it is not so strict.
对，他说我感觉不好，我就可以不做这件事情。
So children can refuse to do things by simply saying, "I don't want to do it."
没有其他理由，就是我不想做。
With no other excuse other than that they don't want to do it.
所以我们很多的时候做决定是因为。以我为中心做的这个决定。
And so we often make decisions according to what we want or don't want to do.
我们吵架是因为你得罪我了。
When we fight, it is because you hurt me.
我们不高兴是因为我今天情绪不好。
You are unhappy because your mood is bad.
各种各样以我为基础的这个理由。
All excuses according to yourself.
但是圣经现在告诉我们我们想要进入那一个生命的律嘛，那一个生命圣灵的律，不在罪和死的律下边。你要学会一件事情，叫做顺从圣灵，不顺从自己。
However, the scripture says, in order to walk in the law of the spirit, you must walk not in the way of the flesh.
所以今天我们的题目叫做挑战自我哈。
And today our topic is to challenge yourself.
自我这个东西是我们作为一个基督徒需要非常清晰的能够知道。自我的存在啊。
The ego is something that as a Christian we must be very clear about.
所以圣经上说啊，这个神的话像一面镜子一样啊。
And so the scripture says that the word of God is like a mirror.
所以你常常到镜子面前照才能看出自己的问题啊。
And so when you come towards the mirror, you can see your own problems.
看到自我的问题，这个自我就需要舍弃的。
And so when you see the problems with yourself, you can learn to correct them.
那我们怎么样学习来顺从圣灵呢？
And how can we learn to walk according to the Spirit?
所以有人说我祷告，我就听见圣灵对我说话。
Some say that when they pray, they hear the word of the Holy Spirit.
那有人说从来没有什么对我说过话。
And some say this has not happened to me.
那我怎么能够听圣灵的话，随从圣灵呢？因为我也没听到过。
So how can I follow the Spirit if I've never heard it?
我这是我自己的经验里边，我介绍给大家一个最简单的方法哈。
Let me share something from my own experience.
你要先学会听不，学会听 no。
First, you should learn to listen to no.
你求圣灵，引导你做什么，给你的这个指引，你还不能够完全的领会该做什么的时候，但是首先你要学会听不做什么。
Before you can listen to the guidance of the Spirit, first you should listen to their restrictions of what not to do.
我举个例子哈，我们这一次回国的时候呢，我是在北京哈，我们去了一趟哈尔滨啊，在东北。
I will give an example of when I visited China this year.
我们在路上要坐大概七八个小时的火车哈。
It took on the way there was a roughly 7-hour train ride.
在火车上呢有一个小孩啊，一对小双胞胎男孩子，大概有三岁左右吧。
On the train there were three year olds.
其中一个小孩呢他就一直在哭闹，他非要去用杯子去打那个火车上那个开水，那个水是很烫的，是开水啊。
And one of the children constantly wanted to get hot water from the steamer in the train.
然后他妈妈可能另外一个是姥姥啊，就不停地把他带到那个开水间那儿去告诉他这个很热，然后回去他就不停地在哭闹。
And the parents of the child would tell the child that the hot water is very hot, so you shouldn't touch it.
好几个小时啊。
And the child would constantly cry that he wants to touch it.
其实我觉得这孩子挺遭罪的。
And I think that this child is suffering.
Yeah, 因为别的小孩车上什么样，各种大大小小其他小孩都在玩，都很高兴，就他在不断的在那里哭闹，无理取闹。
The other children are having a lot of fun and enjoying themselves, and this child is constantly crying.
最后居然把那个列车的那个警察搞来了。
And in the end, even the train conductor was called.
然后他来了就说这个小孩说你不能闹了啊，再闹我把你带走了啊。
And he said, "Be quiet, or else, I'll put you in jail."
然后还假装写了一个号码给他妈妈，这是我电话哈、啊，再闹就叫我啊，我过来把他带走。
And wrote him a fake, phone number that the mom can call him to take him away.
当然我们知道是吓唬小孩的哈、啊。
And we know this was to scare the child.
你不可能把三岁的孩子抓走吗
？You're not going to arrest a three-year-old child.
但是，他告诉。提醒我们一个什么，就是你作为父母哈、啊，你不会教导孩子学会听 no， 学会知道不行的东西不能做，你不教导给他的话，将来他长大了真的要警察去教导他，那个时候是很困难的事儿。
But it's a reminder that as a parent you must constantly teach your child to obey the word no。
在我们在主里边重生了以后，我们的新生命啊，其实神首先教导我们的是学习听 no。
And when we are renewed in our life in Christ, the first thing we should learn is to obey the word no。
你不知道你该做什么，但是你至少先知道你不该做什么。
Before you know what you can do, first you should know what you cannot do。
就像诗篇的第一篇哈、啊。
Just like in Psalms chapter one。
诗篇的第一篇上来就告诉我们，不从恶人的计谋，不占罪人的道路，不坐亵慢人的座位。
Psalm chapter 1 says, Do not take the path of the sinner's tread or sit in the seat of scoffers, or follow the advice of the wicked.
下面才说，唯喜爱耶和华的律法，昼夜思想，这人变为有福。
And then they will say that their delight is in the law of the Lord.And they will be blessed.
当你喜爱神的律法，昼夜思想的时候，你才学会了用神的话来指导你的思想。
When you love the law of the Lord, meditating on it day and night, then you can use it to guide your thinking.
但是这需要一段时间的。
However, this requires a process.
在这个之前，你需要学会不做什么。
And before this, you should first learn what not to do.
不做什么这件事让我们的自我很不高兴。
Holding ourselves back from things makes yourself feel very unhappy.
所以要先学会挑战那一个自我。
And so first you should learn to challenge your ego.
让你的自我听你的。
That it shall obey you.
我今天比如说在我发脾气的时候，我要知道我不应该这样做。
And so today when I'm angry, I should know that I should not throw a tantrum.
当我知道不应该这样做的话，让我的内心能够听，让我能够安静下来。
And when I know this, I can learn to quiet myself.
这一个需要你在祷告里面不断地求神给你这样的智慧和力量。
And this requires you to pray to God for power and for wisdom.
不管是什么理由，学会圣经告诉我们要听圣灵的话，那就学会听他的。当他说 no 的时候，我可以 stop。
Whatever the reason, we should learn to obey the Holy Spirit and stop when it commands us to stop.
不像我们华人是比较 flexible 的哈。
Sometimes Chinese people, we are very flexible.
法律可以这样说，但是我可以那样做。
And the law can say one thing, but you can do another thing.
我们这个不知道怎么中国人的智慧发明的，说这个规矩是用来打破的哈。
Some people say that rules are made to be broken.
然后你怎么能打破了规矩还不负责任？
And the way that you can break the rules without being responsible.
比如说你被罚了，你在街上被交通警罚了，然后你还可以摆平，还可以不受罚款啊，不受约束，那就是你很厉害。
For example, if you can avoid the road fine, then you are very skilled.
Yeah, 这个是。有的时候是我们长期以来在我们的不知道是文化里我们的思维里的这样一个系统啊。
Possibly this is something that has entered into our culture.
在神的话面前我们不是这样的。
However, before the word of God, we should not do the same.
所以他说律法的意义要成就在只有这些人身上，这些人是不随从肉体，只随从圣灵的。
And so the requirement of the law may be fulfilled in us, those who walk according to the Spirit.
第五节他 说因为怎么样哈，他说因为随从肉体的人体贴肉体的事，随从圣灵的人体贴圣灵的事。
Are we reading verse 5? For those who live according to the flesh set their minds on the things of the flesh, but those who live according to the spirit set their minds on the things of the spirit.
中文用体贴哈。
And so we have live according to.
什么叫体贴，大家能够想得明白吗？
What do we think this means?
你体贴谁哈，谁的话就在你身上有权柄。
When you set your mind to someone, then their words will have authority upon you.
你体贴你的孩子哈，你孩子说话就是你的圣旨。
And when you set your mind on your children, then their words will command you.
你体贴谁，你就听谁的话。
Whoever you do this to, they will become your authority.
比如说原来我举过这样的例子哈，比如说我的女儿她的朋友叫她来一起去晚上去酒吧去夜总会。
For example, let's say my daughter, her friend asks her to go to the nightclub.
那我说你不要去。
And I tell her to not go.
那她体贴我的心意呢，大概她就不会去了。
Well, if she set her mind on me, perhaps she will not go.
如果她体贴她朋友的心思呢，她就去。
But if she did so for her friend, maybe she will go.
所以她体贴谁的心呢，谁的话就在她身上有权柄。
And so whoever she sets her mind on, their word will be authoritative to her.
所以我们要学会不再老是体贴我们自己，而是开始学会体贴圣灵。
And we should learn not to give the authority to ourselves, but to the Holy Spirit.
刚才我们唱那首诗歌很美好哈，就是 day by day 啊，每一天哈。
Earlier we sang that song day by day. It was very helpful, I thought.
每一天每一个时刻，你开始不以自己的感觉去判断处理事情，而是开始想思想。体贴圣灵的意思。
That day by day you can live not according to your own will, but according to the will of the Spirit and of God.
开始训练我们自己啊。
And train yourself.
好，那下面说呢，体贴肉体的就是死，体贴圣灵的乃是生命平安，第六节。
And it says that those who set their mind on the flesh is death, but set their mind on the Spirit is life and peace.
所以记得张牧师原来用这一段经文写过一篇文章啊，在我们的周报上。
So earlier we have had an essay from our Pastor Daniel in our weekly bulletin.
是生死的抉择哈。
Discussing the difference between life and death.
所以在这里体贴谁，那就不是我的女儿晚上出去玩不玩的这么一个简单的事情了。
And so it is not such a simple question as to where you go out to have fun at night.
它是生和死的一个抉择。
But the difference between life and death.
当我们还在不断的体贴肉体的时候，那就是死。当我们学习学会体贴圣灵的时候，是生命和平安。
When you continue to set your mind on the flesh, that is death. But to set your mind on the spirit is to have life and peace.
第七节说，原来体贴肉体的就是与神为仇的，因为不服神的律法也是不能服。
In verse 7, for this reason, the mind that is set on the flesh is hostile to God. It does not submit to God's law.
而且属肉体的人不能得神的喜欢。
And those who are in the flesh cannot please God.
所以我们习惯了体贴肉体的人哈，我们知道这不是简单的一个软弱的问题。
And so for some of us who have a habit of following the ways of the flesh, it is not so easy.
我们要知道圣经告诉我们这样的人是与神为仇的。
We must know that this kind of person is an enemy of God.
我们知道神是谁，你与他为仇不害怕吗？
Are you not afraid to be an enemy of God?
所以我们不想与神为仇的话，就需要放弃体贴肉体。
And so if we do not want to be the enemy of God, we should relinquish our own flesh.
他说体贴肉体的人不能够得神的喜欢。
Because those who follow the way of the flesh cannot become submit to God's law.
第九节哈，如果神的灵住在你们心里，你们就不守肉体，乃属圣灵了。
In verse 9 it says, But you are not in the flesh, you are in the spirit, since the spirit of God dwells in you.
人若没有基督的灵，就不是属基督的。
Anyone who does not have the spirit of Christ does not belong in him.
所以我说我们说自己是基督徒哈。
And so often we say that we are Christians.
这里讲，如果我们里边没有基督的灵，就不是属基督的。
And so here it says that if we do not have the spirit of Christ, that we are not Christians.
如果神的灵住在我们里面，我们就不属肉体，是属圣灵的。
If the spirit of God dwells in us, we should not belong to the flesh.
所以我们要检查我们自己哈。
And so we should examine ourselves.
我们如果是 认为自己是基督徒，但是行事为人永远是从自己的自我出发的话，那个时候你要问自己，你是不是属神的人啊？
If we believe that we are followers of Christ, but we behave according to the ways of the flesh, we should question ourselves.
他说，基督若在你们心里，身体就因罪而死，心灵却因义而活。
It says in verse 10, but if Christ is in you, though the body is dead because of sin, the spirit is life because of righteousness.
然而叫基督耶稣从死里复活者的灵若住在你们心里，那叫基督耶稣从死里复活的也必借着住在你们心里的圣灵使你们必死的身体又活过来。
And again, if the spirit of him who raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you, he who raised Christ from the dead will give life to your mortal bodies also through his spirit that dwells in you.
所以我们有复活的盼望啊。
And so we have a hope of the resurrection.
但是我们必须要知道，在我们里边住着基督的灵，住着神的圣灵。
But we must know that within us dwells the Holy Spirit.
圣灵住在我们里边，他需要我们学习去顺服他。
The Holy Spirit dwells in us, and we should learn to obey it.
第十二节讲，弟兄们，这样看来，我们并不是欠肉体的债，去顺从肉体活着。你们若顺从肉体活着，必要死，若靠着圣灵致死身体的恶行，必要活着。
In verse 12, so then, brothers and sisters, we are debtors not to the flesh to live according to the flesh. For if you live according to the flesh, you will die. But if by the Spirit you put to death the deeds of the body, you will live.
14节，因为凡被神的灵引导的，都是神的儿子。
For all who are led by the Spirit of God are children of God.
为什么说我们是神的儿子呢？
Why does it say that we are children of God?
我们是被神的灵所引导的。
Because we have been led by the Holy Spirit.
如果我们不被他的灵引导，我们是被自己的肉体所引导的，那我们还活在死里边。
If we are not led by the Holy Spirit, but led by our flesh, then we are still dead in the flesh.
所以这个是我们要非常清晰的哈，在我们的基督徒生命里边，当我们成为一个基督徒的时候，常常在受洗的时候，我们会跟弟兄姊妹们讲哈，这不是一个结束哈，慕道班结束了，我们受洗了，好像这个仪式我完成了，不是这样的，那是你属灵生命的刚刚的开始啊。
And so we must often be reminded that in our Christian life, when the Holy Spirit enters us and when we enter into baptism, that this is a new life, this is a new beginning.
这个生命开始了，就开始这样的征战啊，就是我们内部内在的我们自己的自我和神的灵之间的一个征战啊。
And when we begin this new life, that there is an opposition, a battle between the flesh and the spirit.
争夺我们的主权啊。
To fight over the authority within us.
我到底听谁的？
Who should I obey?
我听我自己的已经听了好几十年了。
I have listened to my own ego for a long time.
我用我自己的判断，我这样赔了，那样赚了，我这样合适，那样不合适。
According to my own judgment, that this is a gain or loss, or that this is good or bad.
但是在圣灵的角度看，大概不是这样的。
But according to the Holy Spirit, it is not the same.
所以保罗说，我以前看为对我有益的，现在我都认为是有损的了。
And so Paul says, all the things that I once considered gain, I have now considered loss.
他完全改变了这个角度，不是因为他的知识的问题，而是因为他开始学会用圣灵的方法来去思考问题了。
His perspective has changed, not because of any change in intellect, but because he has learned to follow the Holy Spirit.
所以这个是我们要知道的，从我们开始基督徒，成为基督徒的那一天，我们要开始知道这个转换。
And so as we are Christians, we should recognize this change in perspective.
学习听从圣灵，学习挑战自我。
We should learn to follow the Spirit and challenge our ego.
我的感觉不好，其实这个不要紧的。
Actually, it doesn't matter if something makes you feel bad.
到底什么才是神的心意，这个才是要紧的。
What is God's will? That is the important thing.
像我刚才讲哈，我们先，如果大家还没有开始这一段旅程的话，你先尝试着学习听这个不字。
Like I said, for those of us who are struggling to follow the will of God, we should first learn this word, no.
学会听不，学会约束自己，这是第一步。
So learn to obey, the commandments to restrict yourself and restrain yourself.
你自己是对这一个决定有责任的。
Because you have a responsibility towards yourself.
就像在伊甸园里，神对亚当说的，园中这棵树上的果子你不可吃，吃的日子你必定死。
Just as in the Garden of Eden, the Lord said, "You shall not eat of this tree, for if you eat of it, you will surely die."
当神给他这一个命令的时候，其实亚当是有选择权的，他可以吃，也可以不吃。
When God gave him this commandment, Adam had the choice of whether or not to eat.
所以当他选择违背神的话的时候，那个接下来的命运我们就知道了。
And so when he chose to rebel against God, we see the results.
他要为这个选择来负责任的。
He must pay, he must be responsible for his choice.
所以今天也是这样，今天神的灵充满我们，我们不要以为说实在的，圣灵的充满哈，不是那一个像邪灵的充满，被鬼附一样的那种状况哈。
And so today, when we are filled with the Holy Spirit, it is different to when you are possessed by like a ghost or something.
我不知道大家有没有经历过，有人完全被邪灵控制，被鬼附，完全不知道自己说的是什么，做的是什么。
I don't know if anybody has experienced personally yourself or a friend has perhaps been possessed by a spirit.
圣灵不是做这样的工作的。
The Holy Spirit does not do this kind of thing.
圣灵不会强迫你去做一些事情。
It will not force you to do anything.
他会引导你，叫你自己选择正确的事情。
But it will lead you to the correct decision.
所以我们还是要为我们的选择做负责任的。
And so we will still be responsible for our own choices.
所以从现在开始不断地提醒自己，我需要做正确的选择。
And so from today onwards, we must be constantly reminded to make the right choice.
我不愿意再听我的自我的这个以我自我的感觉来做决定了，我开始愿意顺服圣灵。
I no longer want to follow my own ego according to what I want to do, but I should follow the Holy Spirit.
有很多的时候我们不大清楚该怎么样做选择。
Often we are unclear about how we should make our decisions.
我记得在很久以前，在我们最早的那个教会的时候，当时教会出现一些问题啊。我自己当时刚信主没多久，我实在是不知道应该如何做选择。
A long time ago, when I first became a Christian, I struggled a lot on how to make decisions.
那个时候我曾经跟神祷告，我说主啊，你一定要让我明白啊。
At that time, I prayed to God, please let me understand.
如果我明白了，我就听你的。
If I understand, then I will obey you.
我不明白，我没办法。
If I don't understand, then I can't obey you.
如果我现在的选择是违背你心意的，你就stop 我。
If my decision is against your will, please stop me.
你一旦让我明白了，我就悔改。
And as soon as you let me understand, I will repent.
所以当我们有这颗心的时候，我很感恩。那个时候我真是知道神一步一步引导我走过来。
And I'm very thankful that through all this time, the Holy Spirit has led me to where I am today.
我相信那个时候真是我也刚信主，真理也不是很清楚，但是神可以把我领过来。我知道我们每一个弟兄姊妹是神所宝贵的。
And I believe that God leads every single one of us to Him.
所以当你内心挣扎，实在不知道应该怎么做的时候，只要我们谦卑在他面前，神一旦让我知道了，我是决定要顺从的。
And so when you are struggling in your everyday life, as soon as your God commands you to do something, you should have the courage to follow the leadership of the Holy Spirit.
学习放弃自己的自我。
Learn to let go of your ego.
学习挑战你的自我。
Learn to challenge your ego.
祷告神说，主啊，我愿意放弃一切来跟从你。
Pray to the Lord to say, I will give up everything in order to follow you.
但是在我的best knowledge, 我的这个理性里边，我所认知的这些真理里边，我现在做的这个决定，我不知道是不是合你的心意，我这样做了。就求神带领我。
But according to our own everyday lives today, according to our best judgment, God, please lead us.
当你的心谦卑在神面前的时候，神是会引导你。
And when your heart is humble before God, He will lead you.
上个周五晚上哈，我们请了一个这个在回教徒的地区宣教的一个姊妹哈，到我们周五的一个聚会去分享。
So last Friday we had a sharing from a guest, from a missionary who is currently serving, in Pakistan.
希望下一周他可以能够来到我们中间来跟大家一起来分享他的经历哈。
It will be great if she can join us again next week to share her experiences.
当我看到 他的那一个顺服神带领的生命的时候，万愿意放下一切来顺服神的带领的时候，你看到他的生命里神对他的祝福和神透过他对更多人的祝福啊。
When I saw her testimony on how obedient she is to the commandment of God, I saw the many ways that God has blessed her in her life.
心里真是非常的感动啊，这叫顺服圣灵的是生命和平安啊。
And I was very touched because I could see that following the Spirit is life and peace.
也许他所服侍的环境不是那么平安，但是那内心深处的平安是没有人能够夺去的。
Because the environment that she ministers in is far from peaceful, but in her heart she has peace.
所以上帝拣选了我们。
And so God has chosen us.
拣选你不单只是为了你。
He has chosen you not only for yourself.
他要改变你，透过你来祝福更多的人。
But he will change you so that through you, you can also bless others.
看到过太多被上帝所改变的生命啊。
I've seen so many lives that have been changed by God.
我们知道在圣经里边那个写约翰福音的这一位约翰哈，年轻的时候他大概是十二使徒里面最小的一个人。
We see that the author of the book of the Gospel of John was probably the youngest amongst the 12 apostles.
年轻的时候脾气非常火爆的。
When he was young, he had a fierce temper.
所以在圣经里叫他的名字叫他雷子啊。
And so in the Gospels, he is called the Son of Thunder.
他曾经跟耶稣祷告哈，这个撒玛利亚这个村庄的人他不接待耶稣哈，他说主啊，你让我祷告，从天上把火降下来，把他们烧了。
So once there was a Samaritan town that did not welcome God, and he said, God, let me bring down fire from heaven and burn them all down.
脾气非常火爆的一个人。
He had a very fierce temper.
但是到后来我们看到他写约翰福音，看到他写约翰一二三书，那成了一个传递爱的使徒。
But we can see in the Gospel of John and in the letters of John that he became an apostle of love.
所以他生命里边那个爱流露出来的那一个爱，我们看到他生命的翻转改变。
And we can see the change in his life that he became one who can flow out love.
所以上帝今天拣选你也是要来改变你的生命。
And so today God chose you to change your life.
使你的生命能够像他的儿子耶稣基督一样。
That your life can become like Christ.
然后透过你的生命祝福了你，也可以祝福更多的人。
And to not only bless you, but through you to bless others.
所以要允许上帝在我们生命里边开始他的工作。
And so we must allow God to work through us.
那个工作从挑战你的自我开始。
And that will begin with you challenging your ego.
从愿意听从圣灵的引导开始。
From willing to listen to the leadership of the Holy Spirit.
所以希望大家能够把这一个放在你自己的祷告里啊，求神给你这样的信心，给你这样的智慧和力量，愿意放弃自我，愿意顺从圣灵。
And I hope that everyone can put this in their prayers, a willingness to give up your own ego and a willingness to follow the Holy Spirit.
接下来啊，圣经十五章说，我们受的不是奴仆的心仍旧害怕，我们受的是儿子的心，因此我们呼叫阿爸父。
And we read in verse 15, For you did not receive a spirit of slavery to fall back into fear, but you have received a spirit of adoption when we cry, Abba, Father.
圣灵与我们的心同证，我们是神的儿女。
It is that very spirit bearing witness with our spirit that we are children of God.
所以在我们身上神并不是让我们一味的惧怕。
And so God does not want us to be afraid.
不是说你犯了罪我就绳之以法。
Not that you have sinned and that I will punish you.
而是透过基督的爱啊，让我们的心能够在他面前降服下来。
But that through the love of Christ that we can become obedient and humble.
让我们知道他是爱我们的。
And that we should know that he loves us.
他要改变你的生命不是出于恶意。
He doesn't want to change your lives because of ill will.
他要改变你的生命是出于他的爱，出于他的美善。
But because of his love and his grace.
他愿意你成长成熟成一个美好的生命，可以成为他荣美的见证。
That you may grow and mature into a wonderful testimony.
所以我们今天呼叫天父，他是我们在天上的父亲。
And so today we cry Abba Father because he is our Father in heaven.
所以后面十七节讲到哈，他说既是儿女便是后嗣，就是神的后嗣，和基督一同做后嗣，如果我们和他一同受苦，也必和他一同得荣耀。
And in verse 17, if children then heirs, heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ, if in fact we suffer with him so that we may also be glorified with him.
后嗣是什么意思啊？
What does this mean?
我 做父母的大概我们心里都知道，我们心里头愿意把我们这一生所努力积攒起来的财富传给我们的儿女啊。
What does it mean to be an heir? So as a parent, I know that all of the things that I gained in my life, I want to give on to my children.
后嗣是继承我产业的。
An heir is one who inherits, from their parents.
当你看到你自己的儿女啊成长起来，哎呀，我一生的劳苦，不知道我们有没有，原来我没信主之前啊，我老想我是要买两个房子啊，因为我两个女儿，我要一个人给一个啊。这是我那个时候的想法。
So I used to think that because I have two daughters, I should buy two houses so that they can have one each.
也就是你把你的辛勤劳苦，然后你都把它积攒下来，愿意给你自己的孩子。
The idea is that all of your labor, all of your life, you want to pass it on to your children.
你可以体会那一个爱吗
？I'm sure you can understand this kind of love.
上帝说我们是他的后嗣。
And the Lord God said that we are His heirs.
所以不是说说的，他在天上有产业等着我们去继承。
And He doesn't say this lightly because there is a heavenly inheritance for waiting for us.
所以他看我们为继承他产业的儿女啊。
And see He sees us as His children.
所以第十八节讲到哈，他说：“我想现在的苦楚，若比起将来要显于我们的荣耀，就不足介意了。”
Finally, in verse 18, I consider that the sufferings of this present time are not worth comparing with the glory about to be revealed to us.
所以圣经的话是非常实在的。
And the word of Scripture is very faithful.
它没有欺骗我们哈。
It will not lie to you.
当你开始学习挑战自我的时候，那里边是有苦楚的。
When you learn to challenge your ego, there will be many sufferings.
刚才我们说了，学习听 no, 学习约束自己，不去做不该做的事，那一个约束其实是蛮辛苦的。
Earlier we spoke of learning to obey the word no, and this restriction, this discipline is very difficult.
但是这一个苦楚和他说要比较，要比较起将来要显于我们的荣耀。这个就不足介意了。
However, it is written that this suffering compared to the glory about to be revealed to us is nothing really.
这个苦楚还是苦楚。
Suffering is still suffering.
但是当我们与将来要显于我们的荣耀来比较的时候，这个就不算什么了。
But compared to the future glory, it is no longer suffering.
我说孩子们，刚才这个Jackson 在这里弹琴哈，我相信他练琴的时候也蛮苦的。
Earlier, I listened to Jackson as he was playing the piano that I thought maybe when he was practicing it might be very hard.
当他小时候几岁就开始坐在那里练琴的时候也挺辛苦的。
When he had to practice day in day out as a child, it must have been very hard.
但是现在他能够当然这不是荣耀，就是他现在的表达，他的表演，他能够弹出的曲子跟他原来所比起的那一点苦楚，其实那一点东西就不足为意了。
But now, however, his skill and his talent and his ability to perform on the piano, outglorifies that little suffering.
我相信他的父母也不会很后悔，为什么小时候我让他那么受苦弹琴。他的父母现在会很开心，我那个时候没错，我坚持对了，所以他才有今天的成果啊。
And I'm sure that his parents do not regret putting him through all that training, when they hear him play today.
所以今天也是神要开始我们，让我们进入到这个操练的过程中来啊。
And today the Lord continues to want us to enter this training period.
所以第一步要学会的就是要挑战自我。
And so the first step is to challenge your ego.
任何事情不要以自我为中心去做这个决定，我认为怎么样，我觉得如何，这个都不是理由。
And try not to make your everyday decisions from a self-centered standpoint. What I want.
学习体会圣灵的心意。
But learn to follow the guidance of the Holy Spirit.
所以我们的慕道班，今天一会儿慕道班要开始了。
Later today we will have our baptism class.
慕道班、查经班是我们教会非常重要的资源啊，鼓励朋友们和弟兄姊妹们要来参加啊。
We encourage everyone to take part in all the baptism classes and Bible studies that we offer.
因为神写到白纸黑字上的心意，如果我们都不能够把它把握好的话，我们没有办法说我可以听到什么声音来顺从圣灵的引导，那个是不对的。
Because first we must grasp what has been written by pen and paper in the Holy Scriptures, before we can attempt to understand any spiritual truth.
神今天预备我们是为了让我们得将来的荣耀。
The Lord has prepared us today to receive the future glory.
所以今天开始挑战你自己，你不会觉得 在你走过一段路程以后回头看，你不会觉得那个是那个苦会白受。
And so today, if you learn to challenge yourself, one day when you look back on today, you'll think that it is not a waste. It was worth it.
你的生命会被神改变。
Your life will be changed by God.
神也会借助你的生命来祝福更多的人。
And through your life, God will bless many people.
好，我们一起来祷告。
Let us pray.
主，我们感谢你，你用你的生命给了我们这样一个机会，使我们可以脱离罪和死的律，使我们可以进入到生命和圣灵的律里边。
Lord, we thank you that through your sacrifice, through your life, you gave us the opportunity to escape from the law of sin and death, but to enter into the law of life and peace.
赐给我们在你面前有这样的信心。
You give us this faith.
使我们能够知道我们不能够再体贴肉体，我们要体贴圣灵。
That we should know that we must no longer walk according to the flesh, but according to the Holy Spirit.
因为正如你经上所说的，体贴肉体的是死，而体贴圣灵的是生命和平安。
As it is written in the scripture, to walk according to the flesh is death, but according to the Spirit is life and peace.
帮助我们不单单的把这样的话放在头脑里当作知识，而使我们能够真实的经历你所赐的生命和平安。
Pray that these words will not only become our knowledge, but also become part of our everyday life.
主啊，真是求你的灵不断的来感动我们。
Pray that your spirit can continue to move us.
使我们真实的知道看见那将来的荣耀。
That we can know and we can see that future glory.
我们就有勇气开始挑战自我，有勇气开始知道今天我们所经历的苦楚不过是至战至轻的。
That we will have the courage to challenge our ego and the courage to know that our sufferings today are only temporary.
主啊，建立你的教会，使你的儿女在你的真理里强壮起来。
Lord, build your church that your children can become strong.
使你自己的美意能够成就在你儿女的身上。
That your will may be done upon your children.
你自己在你的教会中得着你当得的荣耀。
And that you may receive your glory.
谢谢你听我们这样的祷告，是奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.